If we truly know Yahshua, then we will keep the commandments and walk even as Yahshua walked. Yahshua has already entered Yahweh's kingdom. He sits at Yahweh's right hand. He is a mediator for us. When He returns, He will establish the kingdom of Yahweh upon this earth. If we are to meet Him in the air when He comes again, we must walk as He walked. And the title of the sermon this afternoon is Walk as Yahshua Walked. If we look into the Hebrew Scriptures, we find that there are two words which have been translated as walk. You can check these in the lexicon of the Strong's Concordance. The first one is number 1980, which is halak. And you hear that used frequently in Judaism, to walk. The walk, or the spiritual walk, is what it refers to. The second word, which is actually the prime root, is yalak. And both of these words, in the spiritual sense, represent walking in the way of righteousness, just as Yahshua walked. But figuratively, it can also not only have the positive connotation, but it can also be used in a negative way, walking again in wickedness, or walking again in sin. We find that the first use of this word is found in Genesis chapter 3. Now let's turn back there, because this, of course, is the record of what happened to Adam and Eve, how sin, of course, caused mankind to fall and caused it necessary for Yahweh to bring us the Messiah. But we look first in Genesis 3 and see how that Satan the adversary lied to the woman. He told her a half-truth, as it says in verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die by eating the fruit. To literally translate it, it means dying you shall not die. Well, of course, she didn't die when she ate the fruit. But ultimately, in the flesh, she did die. And we know that the wages of sin is death, as it shows in Romans 6:23. We look down further through this passage and we see what happened, what Yahweh pronounced, or Elohim pronounced upon the servant, the serpent, and what he prophesied for the coming Messiah. If we look first in verse 14, Genesis 3:14, as it says here, And Yahweh Elohim said unto the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Now, this is the first use of the word halak or yalak. And as it says here, shall you go. That is the word. Those three words are the translation of the word halak. Now, the snake, of course, we know that originally, as it describes here, that the serpent would have had legs, and the legs were taken away. And so it was to go upon its belly. It was to walk, so to speak, upon its belly. We see further that after this, as it shows also in this verse, that you shall go, and is it upon your belly shall you go, dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And of course, we can also see that the Scriptures show us that there are other figurative meanings for this word dust. We know, for instance, if you look in Genesis 2 and verse 7, just across the page, And Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man is the dust of the earth. And we know that Satan the adversary has had his way. He has crawled through the dust. He has deceived the people. He has caused the great multitudes of the people to be destined for death. Just as Yahshua said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there be that enter in. And Satan the adversary is the one who is trying to keep people from entering in that gate that leads to life. Verse 15, And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The woman, of course, here is Eve, the mother of all mankind. And through her seed would come the one who will bruise the head of the serpent. And, of course, a wound to the head is a mortal wound. Again, I might mention that they did take some liberties in the movie on the Passion. But one of the things that they did show is Yahshua was there in the garden, finishing praying to Yahweh, and of course praying that this cup might pass from him, and knowing that it could not, and accepting what was inevitable, that a serpent, of course, crawled up to him, and you hear him stomping it and crushing the head of the serpent. Well, that, in effect, as they did it in a form there, shows that figuratively that is exactly what Yahshua did when he died. He crushed the head of the serpent. The serpent is going to die. The serpent hasn't died yet, which is Satan the adversary, but it shows, for instance, in Revelation 20, that he will be cast into the lake of fire, where he will be destroyed. He will not undergo eternal punishment, but he will be destroyed, he will be burned up, and he will live no more. It says, and you shall bruise his heel. To nip at the heels, of course, is what Satan the adversary has done down through the ages to Yahweh's people, those who have sought to serve Yahweh, and especially to Yahshua the Messiah, as the adversary was at the root of the hatred which people had toward him, that they caused him to be put to death.